Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 145, 145. For tonight's family altar, let us read Psalms 71. Psalms 71. We will not read it through once, but as we go into each section, then we will read the passages. Psalm 71, there is no topic, title, or any information given as to the author, as to what type of a song it is. Alright, so it is a general psalms. Psalm 71 tells us about the prayer of an individual for the Lord's protection, for the Lord's deliverance. The author tells us from his psalms that they were wicked men, about his enemies, about the accusers, those who went against him. Let us read Psalms 71, verse 4. Psalm 71, verse 4. Verse 4. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. So he tells us about those who were wicked, those who were unjust and cruel men. Let's continue, 10 and 11. Verse 10 and 11. For my enemies, here it is clear, his enemies. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together. They wanted him dead. Alright, so 11. And they say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him. This tells us about his enemies, those who want to bring harm to his life. In verse 13, men may my accusers be put to shame and consumed. With scorn and disgrace may they be covered who seek my hurt. Of course, this is his prayer that the Lord will act, the Lord will make retribution, that the Lord will punish them, put them into shame and consume them, because they seek after his hurt, so that disgrace will be upon them. And in verse 24, the lower portion, for they have been put to shame and disgrace who sought to do me hurt. Alright, so from these few verses, we're able to know to some extent the background. At the time, they were these wicked men, his enemies, those who accused him. They wanted to bring harm to his life. Alright, so he turned to the Lord. He prayed that the Lord will protect him, the Lord will deliver him. And from the content also, we're able to roughly say that the author, he had already passed his middle age. And most probably, he was going into the old age. In verse 9, this was his concern. Verse 9, do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. Alright, so he was concerned about old age. In verse 18, upper portion, so even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me. Twice he mentioned about old age, and he prayed that the Lord will not forsake him. So this was his concern. Definitely, we are able to say that he passed his middle age, and now he was going into old age. So this was his concern, that when he is old, he feared that the Lord will cast him off, that the Lord will forsake him. So he prayed about this matter. And also at the time, because his enemies, those wicked, they will still want to bring harm upon him. Psalm 71, we divide it into four parts. The first part from verses 1 to 4. Verses 1 to 4. This was his plea to the Lord for help. And it is now presently in his prayer. He prayed that the Lord will help. Let's read verse 1 to 4. In Jesus' name I read verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In thy righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline thy ear to me and save me. Be thou to me a rock of refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Verse 4. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. So verses 1 to 4, we're able to know this was his prayer. And of course, we're able to see that he trusted in the Lord, because he says he takes refuge in the Lord, and he prays that the Lord will be his rock, his refuge, that the Lord will deliver him, save him as he commanded, and that the Lord has always been his rock and his fortress. So now he pray, rescue me, O my God. So there was no doubt at all. So in his plea for help, he was very clear about God, who will definitely able to save him. So he prayed, the Lord incline thy ear to me, to his prayer. This is the first part, his prayer for help. So why he can turn to God? Why he had this faith that the Lord will hearken, that the Lord will act? It tells us about his past experiences in the Lord. This is from verse 5 to 13. Verse 5 to 13. It tells us the Lord has been his help from the past. Alright, second part of this Psalms, 5 to 13. The Lord has been his help from the past. Let us read now the second part, 5 to 13, verse 5. For thou, O Lord, art my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. 6. Upon thee I have leaned from my birth, for thou art he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of thee. 7. I have been a sign or portent to many, but thou art my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with thy praise and with thy glory all day. 9. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. 10. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together. 11. And say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him. 12. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. 13. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed with scorn and disgrace. May they be covered who seek my hurt. Alright. From verse 5 to 13, he tells us about verse 6. Upon thee have I leaned from my birth, or by you I have been upheld from birth. Thou art he who took me from my mother's womb. So it tells us about his birth. So since his birth, from the day that he was born. Verse 5. My trust, O Lord, from my youth. So from the day of his birth, up till the day of his youth. And now verse 9, do not cast me off in the time of old age. So from birth down to his youthhood and to his middle age, all the while he experienced the help of the Lord. So therefore, all the while the Lord has been his hope, his trust, because from birth, from youthhood until when he was middle age and now coming into old age, he experienced the mighty works of the Lord, that the Lord was his strong refuge. And he knew that at the time, even though the enemies say that now they will consult together, they will bring harm, but in verse 12, because of his past experiences, He says, verse 12, O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. So he makes this petition basing on his past experiences in the Lord, how the Lord from the past had helped him. Alright, so therefore he knows that in the end, his accusers, they will be disgraced, they will be filled with shame, they will not be able to fulfill their plan. So this is the second part. He knew that the Lord will help him because he experienced the Lord's help from the past. Now the third part. Third part is from verse 14 to 21. It tells us about his faith, his assurance that the Lord will help him, especially now or the coming future. So from verse 14 to 21, verse 14, but I will hope continually and will praise thee yet more and more. 15, my mouth will tell of thy righteous acts, of thy deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. 16, with the mighty deeds of the Lord I will come, I will praise thy righteousness, thy alone. 17, O God, from my youth thou hast taught me, and I will proclaim thy wondrous deeds. 18, so even to old age and grey hairs, O God, do not forsake me till I proclaim thy might to all the generations to come. Thy power, 19, and thy righteousness, O God, reach the high heavens. Thou who hast done great things, O God, who is like thee? 20, thou hast made me see many sore troubles, wilt revive me again. From the depths of the earth, thou wilt bring me up. Thou wilt increase my honor and comfort me again. So this was his faith. He was very sure that the Lord will help him. And if we have taken note, verse 14, I will hope continually, and will praise. 15, my mouth will tell of thy righteous act. Verse 16, with the mighty deeds of the Lord I will come, I will praise thy righteousness all the way. He promised that he will do it. In verse 20, will revive me, even though he says, thou hast made me see many sore troubles, wilt revive me again. From the depths of the earth, thou wilt bring me up again. So he knows the Lord will revive him. The Lord will bring him up again. Verse 21, thou wilt increase my honor. Already he has honor, but the Lord will increase his honor. And the Lord will what? The Lord will comfort me again. So in the past, to his experiences, the Lord had comforted him. And now in the midst of his problem, he knows in front, the Lord will still continue to help him. The Lord will comfort him again. Alright, so he tells us now the will. So the Lord will help him, and he will want now to make manifest. So why? One reason he prayed that the Lord help him now, so that again, still through his experience, he will tell the mighty works of the Lord. Alright, the righteousness of the Lord. He has been taught by the Lord from young, so about the wondrous deeds, so he will still want to continue to proclaim the might. So in verse 18, so even to old age and grey hair, O God, do not forsake me, till what? Till I proclaim thy might to all the generations to come. Thy power, thy righteousness, O God, reach high heaven. So he wants to testify, he wants to make known this God that he worshipped even since birth. It is the same God that he trusted, and now he will tell the future generation about this good God, this faithful God that he worshipped. That was one reason why he prayed that the Lord help him. And the fourth part, verse 22 to 24. 22 to 24. Verse 22, I will also praise thee with harp for thy faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to thee with lyre or lyres, for O Holy One of Israel. 23, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to thee, my soul also which thou hast rescued, and my tongue will talk of thy righteous help all day long. They have been put to shame and disgrace who sought to do me hurt. So this part, it tells us about his song of praise. He will continue to praise the Lord from his heart, from his soul, because he knows that the Lord is faithful. Alright, so the Lord is worthy of thanksgiving, of praises. So it is from his heart. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19. Ephesians 5:19, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. Verse 20, always and for everything giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. So it tells us about singing praises, giving praises and thanks to the Lord, because the Lord is worthy of our praise. Alright, so Psalm 71, it tells us about the author who prayed that the Lord will help him, the Lord will protect him. And as a conclusion, we give forth two teachings. Thank the Lord today, the God that we worship, he is the God who is always there to help us. He is always there that we can turn to. And it is from the day that we are born. His grace will continue from one generation to the other. That was why at the time he says that he will make manifest. He wants to testify to the future generation. So this understanding of God from birth, even till when we are old, the Lord will continue to care for us. He will continue to carry us. So this is the Lord that we worship. Let's refer to Psalms 46. Sorry, not Psalms, Isaiah. Isaiah 46. Let's turn to Isaiah 46, 3 and 4. Isaiah 46, 3 and 4. Hearken to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from your birth, carried from the womb. 4. Even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hair I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, I will carry and I will save. So thank the Lord, this is God in whom we worship. So from birth, from womb, he carried us. Even now to old age, he will still continue to carry us, to bear us, because our strength, all right, our strength will come less and less. So our strength will be spent when we are old, but the Lord will always be there to carry us, to save us. And secondly, let us be strong. Let us turn to the Lord. Let us understand, even though we will come to old age, physically we will be weak, but inwardly, innerly, we must be strong. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 to 18. So do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary of affliction is preparing for us an eternal reign of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen, it is eternal. So today, let us set our hope in the heavenly kingdom, in eternal life that the Lord wants to give to us. But now, while we live our life on earth, there will be a lot of troubles, a lot of affliction that we have to go through, but we must trust and turn to the Lord, even though our outer nature is wasting away, but our inner nature, our faith, our belief in the Lord must be stronger day by day. So we pray that the Lord help us so that we will continue to trust, to rely on Him. Now let us together pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ, but I'm still going to do with the good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank to the grace of the Lord, we will end our family altar here. May the Lord bless and keep watch over us.